Welcome, welcome, welcome to the premiere episode of The Saddest Things in the World. A show where we discuss, analyze, and process some of the saddest things you will ever hear. And why not? The world isn't a sad enough place on its own. The twist is that some stories might end up having a happier ending, and some will remain extremely sad. We will just have to see how each episode plays out.
To play us out. What does that mean? To play us out.
My friend Tucker and I were going to do this show together, but I guess he didn't want to do it. LOL, shout out. KK, let's jump right in. The saddest things in the world, yes. Here is the tale of the loneliest whale. This story begins in 1989. Top of the Billboard that year was Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. Dead Poets Society film was almost number one, traumatizing us all. Something else that happened this time in history is the U.S. Navy made these special underwater microphones to detect enemy submarines. They picked up something like blue whale calls, but they were the wrong frequency. The key notes of the song they were hearing was at a frequency of 52 hertz. Okay, y'all get that? Okay, we're just going to read this little thing and then we'll discuss. The U.S. Navy heard a whale call that was at 52 hertz. It was Bill Watkins, a marine mammal researcher at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts, who first realized the significance of the Navy's recordings. For Watkins, tracking the 52 hertz whale became a passion. A few months before his death, he completed work on a paper that summarized 12 years' worth of recordings. Watkins had found that the 52 hertz whale was not just unusual, but outright unique. He said, "It is perhaps difficult to accept that if this was a whale, that there could have been any one of this kind in this large oceanic expanse," Watkins and his colleagues wrote. Yet in spite of comprehensive monitoring year-round, only one call with these characteristics have been found anywhere, and there has been only one source each season. Okay, what did that say? Basically, with all this guy's research, Bill Watkins, he believes that this 52 hertz whale is the only one of its kind. Therefore, no other whale emitting this 52 hertz frequency, and then of course, if no other whale can hear it or emit it, the conclusion is that the whale is alone and will be forever. So yeah, that's the story of the 52 hertz whale. Onto the doc. Okay, the doc, it was good.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Okay, yeah, the doc about it. 52, the loneliest whale. It was good. There was a bombshell, y'all. I'll drop it at the end. But it was cute. There was a lot of, you know, filler, of course, because basically they said in an hour and a half what I just said in, you know, 30 seconds. But it was cute. It was filmed well, and it was interesting. Besides the end bombshell, the cutest part, I would say, was the part showing artists from all over the world, their art that was inspired by 52. That's what they call the whale, 52. It doesn't even have a name, right? I propose we call him Willie the Whale. But that part was awesome. And the art was very moving. And also in the doc, there was a lot of scientists debating whether this whale was lonely or not. You know, a lot of speculation, but scientific debate. It was good. I mean, whales are social beings. They hang out in packs or whatever they're called. So I would think that if a whale was alone, they wouldn't like that. Or why would they be in packs? Who knows? I don't know. So yeah, there was debate, good fight for either way. It's lonely, not lonely. It's gotta be freaking lonely, y'all. I don't even care what those... Okay, so two more things. Okay, the big reveal. And then we have a big finish. The big reveal is, drumroll please, the researchers found the 52 hertz whale, and there was another whale near it that was actually making noise at the same time. So yes, the 52 hertz whale is cuffed up. So this episode ended on a happy note, but y'all, this shows the saddest things in the world. Sometimes they won't end on a happy note. This one just happened to. But we'll close with this thing. It's very important. The big finish is about Shamink. Shamink is an orca still in captivity. He is in a very small tank in South America. He is a 35-year-old orca living alone. It sounds like a dating site. 35-year-old orca seeks mate.
He is a 35-year-old orca living alone in Mundo Marino in Argentina, sort of like SeaWorld. He was captured in 1992 at the age of 4, and he just sits, lays, floats, whatever, in his tank, and he just floats there. So there you go. In the description of the podcast show, I'll have the telephone number for Mundo Marino, and y'all give him a call. Tell him to set that orca free. Shamink, or his blood will be on your hands. Okay, thanks for tuning in to the premiere episode of The Saddest Things in the World. Check out my other podcast, The Living With Me Show, at livingwithmeshow.com. You might like it.
Let me tell you this. The older you do get, the more rules are going to try to get you to follow. You just got to keep living, man. LIVIN.
WITHME SHOW.com. livingwithmeshow.com.